I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
The boner has swung.
I think that's a booty clap.
Well, yeah.
And he blows it, and he blows it, and he blows it.
Made that up because.
You are?
Wow, extended play.
Yeah, that was an event.
Man. Welcome back to our show. It's time for the club. You may know that by the open.
Mm-hmm. Or the conveniently placed background noise.
No, that's real. We're in a bar.
Yeah, we do. We leave at like 5:45 and then we go down to Fulton's Pub.
We bring people in here. Don't be ridiculous. We don't do that. We just bring people in here and they start drinking and hanging out and
playing some sort of weird repetitive music in the back. Know what that is.
I noticed that you saw the Kenan Lowe video.
Yeah. I guess they're releasing at least one of them. They said more to come, but they released a partial clip of him disarming the kid. And it's amazing.
It really is, yeah. Dan Tilken had it.
Yeah.
And Souk tweeted it too. I was just looking at that. It really is amazing. Like, Kenan Lowe, of course, he was the one who disarmed the former organ player's teacher
at Park Rose.
And he's the one who disarmed the kid with the rifle. And, excuse me. It is really, it's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
You can't see happening in the classroom.
Right.
So the video starts, it's a hallway, and then you see Lowe backing out of the room and his arms extend, and he's got the kid kind of by the shirt in one hand and he's got the shotgun in the other, and he holds the shotgun out. Another teacher comes and gets it, and then both the student and Lowe come out, and Lowe
just starts hugging him.
Just starts hugging him and talking to him.
Yep. Amazing. Yeah, truly amazing.
And look, and I know that this not all it sounds like the kid was gonna harm himself. He only had one bullet in there, and so maybe this is different than if the guy's going to do the mass shooting. And But Lowe didn't know any of that, because I've heard some people be like, well, that kid wasn't there to kill other people. Bottom line is, whether he saved that kid or whether he saved, you know, any other kid, the compassion that's there is just, it's amazing. And yeah. I just think about myself, and I know that I don't handle it that way. I know for a fact I don't handle it that way. And that says something about Kenan Lowe and what kind of man and what kind of person he is, that after all that is his reaction to it, is not to throw the kid down, not to put him in some headlock or start swinging on him. He hugs him. And when you watch that video, you feel for the kid. You know, it's...
Yeah, he's clearly reciprocal.
Yeah.
You know, he's like...
That kid was hurt.
Yep.
You know, and
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a very, very powerful video.
You know what else is amazing? I just watched another viral video here.
Mm-hmm.
It's Lady Gaga.
Yeah, falling off the stage.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah, by the way, shame on that guy. I mean, come on, man.
That was his moment. Okay, so I guess, I don't know, where is the show, do you know?
I didn't see where the show was at.
I'm not sure where they were, but Gaga's doing a live show. And she calls this dude up on stage. Oh, it's in Vegas.
Oh, I think she's doing a residency there.
Yeah. She calls this bro up on stage, and he's up there with his golf shirt and his shorts.
Yeah.
And they're like hugging. Yeah, I don't know. She's got her mic. And
she jumps on him.
She does, and they're hugging. But then she does the jump up on him and wraps her legs around his waist, you know?
Straddles him, which, by the way, invite me to Vegas. Sign me up here. I love Lady Gaga, and I'll tell you what. I'm not dropping her and falling off the GD stage.
How lucky is that guy? Well, anyway, first of all, you don't know that. As bad as your legs are,
no,
dude, this
I
guy...
I do know that. Under
brother,
no circumstances
yes,
is 115
yes.
pounds of Lady Gaga taking me down.
You think that guy didn't say the same thing?
Ain't
damn
happening.
Right he did.
I've been waiting for that moment my whole life.
Well, so is he, and guess what happened? His knee buckled and he dropped her.
Failed.
They both fell off the stage, and it's hilarious.
Off the stage. What?
It's a great video.
If I'm that guy's friend, I never let him live down that moment ever. Lady Gaga was riding him on stage. That was his moment.
And she was having fun too.
And he failed. That's ridiculous.
Looked like his left knee just totally gave out.
Well, that's on him.
And I totally think that would happen to you.
There's no excuse for that. None.
Well, it's not like he can help it.
That's what you train for, Rob. That's why you don't skip leg day right there.
Wait, did I see that she brought, once everything was okay, she brought him back up and they sang together?
Yes, and she made him...
on the piano?
She made him repeat that it was not his fault and she didn't want
wasn't
him
his
to,
fault.
To feel bad. It was his fault. When
Man,
hot,
she is so...
When hot Lady Gaga jumps on you and starts to ride you, it is your responsibility for all of us out there that don't get that opportunity. And it's one thing, look, if it's like... I gotta be careful here with this one. Sometimes it's a bigger gal. And if the bigger guy get it, that can be a little tough. You probably haven't had this because you're not a big man's woman. Right? Like that's...
I'm not a big man's woman?
Right. Yeah, you're not a big woman's man. Let me flip that. Yeah.
No.
See, when you're a large male, a lot of times the bigger gals want you to... And Mike can probably back me up on this one. They want you to kind of be able to pick them up and twirl them around because they're not used to guys being able to
that's
pick
a
them.
Thing?
That's a thing. That is 100%.
Yeah, I could
a
confirm
thing.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. They think that you can lift anything.
Yes. Right. So they're
and so most of the guys they've been with, they're, you know, it's picking them up and carrying them around is not really an option. And so yes, I have had in my life a time or 12 a bigger gal that does something along these lines. And I'm here to tell you, it's tough because the key is you have to act like they're not heavy. When in reality, your lower back, your knees, everything is like, but you suck it up and you deal with it and you lie and you're like, oh no, your light is a feather. I can do this all day. Carry three or four of you.
It's not that bad.
But that's not the case here. Lady
I
Gaga,
had no idea that was a thing. By the way, I've learned so much new stuff today.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
Never heard of that before ever.
Yes.
And I had runs where sometimes you got to go for the...
Well, here's the thing. I think when the bigger gal's with you, she knows.
Yeah, she knows.
She knows not even to go down that road.
My knee's buckling.
I had a run-in with a track and field gal in college once.
Uh-oh.
Discus thrower.
Let's talk about it.
Very strong.
Tell us all your feelings.
Discus thrower. And let me tell you, I thought this could be the difference between the night ending well and the night ending poorly. Okay. I felt like it was that important to her.
Okay.
And when
the ability to lift her up.
And it's just an ask, or is it like a, like you just know?
They do. It's like a suggestion sort of
and
thing.
This is during coitus?
No. This is
during
just
coitus.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know what I mean.
No.
Trying to be clean for the kids.
No.
Thanks, Sheldon Cooper.
John.
We're just hanging out, right? We're having some fun. And she goes and starts to get a running start. And I know what's about to happen. I know that she's about to take flight.
A running start?
Yes.
What? That's not even fair.
That there is a running start about to go down. And imagine like a B-52 bomber getting ready to take off. This is
But instead of going into the air, they will quickly come back down onto your body.
Yes. And I realized what was happening here. And I was like, and I just like all of it. It took everything in me. I'm like, let's do this. We're going to do this.
What?
And she went airborne and landed. And I'll tell you what, I about buckled. I about pulled the Lady Gaga here.
So she's landing on you with her legs around your waist and like her arms around your shoulders.
And clearly in this, let's be funny and silly. And she knew damn well what
let's
she
have
was
some whimsy about this.
Have some whimsy about it. And I'll tell you what, every muscle in my body was screaming that this is a bad idea. But you know what? We didn't drop her.
That's
we
great.
Found a way to overcome because that's
penis,
what you do.
Now, how quickly did you put her down?
Well, that's the thing is you can't just immediately drop her. You have to like hold her and kind of spin her around. And then she's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you. And you're like, oh, yeah, this isn't bad at all. And your lower back's like, ah! But you twirl her around 3-4 times, then you put her down and be like, what? What's the big deal, huh?
Then she gets down and, like, later in the night, she throws the remote at you. You can't lift your arm up at all.
Oh, believe me. There's a good chance that
sorry, honey, you threw it way too fast for me.
Yeah, that my hip was going to go at that point. I'm just grateful she went from the front so I could see it coming as opposed to from behind.
Yeah, but I think if it happens from behind, you have a better chance of standing up. Because you've got more balance that way.
Well, I'll tell you what. You don't see it coming, though, from behind. And then that can take you right over.
That's
I'd
true.
Rather take it head on. Bring the train head on.
All of that should be clipped. All of it. There's greatness in all of it.
That happened to me. I'm not kidding. This has gone down at least 10 to 12 times in my life.
Not as often for me, but I have experienced
where
it.
Where I know that the bigger gal is going to want me to pick her up and twirl her around. And you know what? And that's... In this guy here, that's not the case. Lady Gaga is like 5'1", and she weighs like 110 pounds. I'm disgusted at that effort. Because if I can lift up, let's be honest, 195 or so of discus throw with legs bigger than mine, your ass can manage to lift up little Lady Gaga as she rides you on stage.
Mm.
Be a man. You only get a couple moments of your life that define you, and that guy failed in his most important one.
All right. Coming up next, El Chapo news.
By the way, things did end well with the discus thing. Thumbs up.
Well, you caught her and twirled her a couple times.
Yeah, she was going to. Yeah, it was going to be a good night.
Yeah.
Well, like you said,
amount of twirls was increasing the things that were happening that night.
100%. I realized in that moment, like my life flashed before my eyes. I knew what was about to happen.
Can I get to three? Yes, I can.
Yes, I
One,
can.
Two, three. All right, I'm good.
Maybe that's why my knees are so bad now.
Just that one moment in time.
El Chapo news next on The Fan. Okay, before we continue on, I'd like to play something.
Is this the... Did we have new drops?
Oh, we have a new drop.
Yeah.
One. So if you were listening last segment, you knew what we were talking about. You knew the subject... Here it is out of context. This is for all of you that are just turning on your radio.
Yeah.
Behold.
I'm just grateful she went from the front so I could see it coming as opposed to from behind.
Yeah, but I think if it happens from behind, you have a better chance of standing up because you've got more balance that way.
Well, I'll tell you what. You don't see it coming, though, from behind, and then that can take you right over.
That's
I'd rather take it head on. Bring the train head on.
Oh, good times.
Look, when you're an old lineman.
Good times.
Welcome to Friday night, all right? It's what we were dealing with.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of people on the text line that bigger guys, and they know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Foreign concept to me. Deal says, hey, where's Deals? He goes, for little guys, it's the opposite. We want to be picked up and carried by the bigger gal.
It works. Like you just, athletes tend to date other athletes, right? Like you're all in the same complex and you're like lifting weights and you know, there's a hierarchy, right? It's like volleyball players, swimmers, soccer players. Then you get into the basketball, you know, and then you get down. Well, the track and field athletes, the runners, they're up there. And then you get down to the, you know, get down to the field part of things. And then for the male athletes, it's like the quarterback, the running back. You know, you get to the basketball guy, the baseball, and then the golfers. And then, like, the rugby players.
There's always a standout tennis player.
Yeah, and then there's, like, a kicker, and then there's the punter, and then down below is, well, there's the center. There's, you know, and so you pair off. You're like, what? And then she's like, you're big, I'm big, let's be big. And you're like, it's all right. What do you want to go with some Del Taco? Yeah, all right, let's do this. They got a case of Keystone Light and 12-pack of Del Taco chicken soft tacos. Swing by the Burger King and make this a full-on evening.
My 13-year-old daughter's 5'10", 174 of soccer goalie, wrestler, shot put, and discus
That's
thrower.
Thick.
She
thick.
Forgets sometimes and does the jump into my arms. I'm 6'1", 185.
Nope.
Buckling and feeling you, big Sook.
It happens. You gotta. That's why I said you take it head on. You don't want it from behind. You want it from the front so you can see it coming.
Somebody said that there's another angle to the Gaga fall.
Yeah.
And his left knee totally buckles. Like, he might have a blown out knee. Which is even funnier.
Ah, he's down.
In that it wasn't just a mistake or whatever, like he slipped or just she was too heavy. He just blew out his freaking ACL.
And he did say he wanted to be clear. He goes, I wasn't drunk or anything else that people are accusing me of. He says it wasn't anything but in awe of her. Look, you got to rally. You get a handful of moments in your life to have something like that happen, and you got to come through in the clutch.
Did you just say break? Hello?
Yes, I did.
Why?
Because it's time to break.
Already?
That seemed to...
Well, you went
quick.
Long. You went long.
Let's hate, man.
Let's hate, man.
I mean, when you go long, sometimes you got to go short later.
Come on!
All right, we'll break. I have an El Chapo story before we go.
All right.
You know, El Chapo is locked up.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
But they caught his son.
Or did they? El
Chapo! And they let him go.
Well, I don't know if necessarily they let him go. I think it was encouraged by others that probably it's best for everyone if that he goes free. They have video of the checkpoint.
All right, that's next. But first, Mike.
Style. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, we've got some sports coming up. You're going to hear Beaverton play Sunset, and it's going to be riveting.
I like Sunset.
You do?
I'm going to take Sunset in this one.
I was on Beaverton.
All right, we'll see what happens. Can we bet that on the scoreboard app?
What if they did put high school football on there?
Why not? Can't bet on college, but let's bet on high school instead.
It's probably against the law, don't you think?
Nah.
Is that against the law?
I don't know.
What if they did? They just said, you know what? We're just going to throw some lines up on high school football. What do you, like?
Oh, I take swag to like, buy swag. Who do you got? I got
totally.
Sunset getting 7. What do you think?
Swigard's value around here just got a lot greater.
Right through the roof between him and Nemec?
Him and Nemec, yeah. Yep. We also have the Angels-Yankees going on, and the Yankees got out of that. So
the Angels are playing?
Or, I mean...
how's Mike Trout doing?
Astros. The Yankees got out of that. So it's 4-1 going into the bottom of the 7th. Isn't that funny? You just said Mike Trout, and there's Mike Trout.
Oh, yeah. They're doing a commercial.
So here's the El Chapo news. A bloody prolonged shootout between Mexican security forces and suspected cartel members in Sinaloa State this week was an intentional and ultimately abandoned attempt to capture El Chapo's son.
Yeah, they just, after a while, they were like, you know what? This isn't going so well.
Yeah, they did get him. His name is Ovidio Guzman Lopez.
Yeah.
And this was yesterday. They got him, but they let him go. They temporarily detained him.
Yeah, but then they realized that they were all going to die.
Yep.
And so they were like, and scene.
Okay, go ahead.
Have you seen the video?
We'll get you later. No, I haven't.
So there's a video out there, and I'm not certain if this is when he was let go or if this is after he let go and they were leaving. But they had set up kind of like checkpoints, right? Like, what do you call it? Like barricades around where he was at during the raid. And like eight people died during the shootout.
Yeah, it looks like full-on war.
Oh, yeah, dude. Stuff's on fire. It's like a Rambo movie.
Apparently people, like women, were running in the streets holding their kids, yeah, like I mean, running
is,
for cover.
It is Thunderdome. There's black smoke everywhere, explosions, fires.
God.
And either this is when he was released or shortly thereafter when they were leaving, there was a bunch of I don't know if they were military or police, because sometimes down there it's hard to tell because they're all decked out, you know, the police in military gear, but full-on, like, camo, rifles or whatever. And they're surrounded by cartel guys, all carrying the same thing, like heavy machine guns or whatever. And the military guys basically just put down their weapons and shake everyone's hands. Like, they are surrounded. And then the cartel just gets in the cars and they...
And they let them go. They shake their hands?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is like a scene out of Narcos.
Well, it wasn't like they were in on it. It was one of those, you have two options here. You can either just stand aside and let us go, or, you know, we have no problem. We'll just murder you, and then we'll just be on our way. And so...
Well, if I've learned anything from Narcos, it's that those operations are the weakest of all of the characters.
Yeah.
They're not...
Well, think about it, man. If you're just some police dude, right? You're just... I don't know, you're making your whatever it is, 25 grand a year down there. And all of a sudden you find yourself surrounded by 30 members of a drug cartel. And they're like, Mr. Rupp, you either die here or, I don't know, get the hell out of our... What would you do?
Totally.
I'd
be on their side. I'd do a lot of blow is what I...
Hey, sorry.
Hey, you need me to take that anywhere?
Sorry about the explosions and the fire and all that, but no harm, no foul, right? Yeah, all right. Yeah, just move on through.
You guys need anybody to drive those big trucks?
Gee. Well, I mean, there's...
I'm a pretty good driver.
There is just terrifying things, and I don't fault people. I was reading a book a number of years ago about the drug wars. I'm trying to remember what the name of it is, but they interviewed one guy down in Arizona that lived along the border, and he gave the account, and he said, basically what happens is you're sitting there one night, and they show up at your place. The cartel does. Kick in your front door, tie up your family, throw everyone down on the bed, put the gun to the wife's head or the kid's head and said, okay, this is how this goes down, one of two ways. Either your kids and your wife meet the worst fate imaginable while you watch, and then we kill you afterwards, or you look the other way, we now own this land, we do what we want on it, you look the other way about what's going on at the barn or what's passing through or whatever thing, and by the way, you get 10 grand a month in your mailbox in an envelope. Which one do you choose? And he's like, he said, there's no way you can refuse.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah, and then once you start getting the money, then you're stuck because one, you know that they'll kill you, and two, now you're an accomplice because you're taking money from them.
Yeah.
It's not that guy's fault. Don't blame the people down there doing that.
Isn't it crazy too? They caught El Chapo.
Yeah.
The king bro, and he's put away for life and nothing has changed.
No.
Not one thing has changed.
No. Just a new one pops up.
Different actor.
Yeah. This time it's his kid. And if they get the kid, it'll be an uncle or someone else will come in and take the vacuum of power. It's terrifying stuff.
All right. High school football is coming up next. It's going to be Beaverton and Sunset. We are out of here. We are back Monday, 3 to 7. Everybody have a great weekend. It's Isaac and Souk. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.